today on Real Radio.
Honestly, silly me, I believe that if you know the Lord, he's going to talk to you. Imagine that. You'll come and say, Pastor, what should I do about this? I'm not sure. I'll tell you what the Bible says. But what do you think? I'm going to ask you, what do you think? What's God telling you?
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Give Me Liberty, Part 1, continues now in a series called Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. We'll be covering Galatians chapter 5 with verses 1 through 12 today. We cannot be saved from our sins just by being good or by obeying the law. We can only be saved by believing in Jesus Christ and only in Him. In Galatians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul continues his passionate desire for us to stand in the liberty by which Christ has set us free. Paul also pleads with us not to go backwards into the bondage of a works-based gospel, but to persevere and press forward. The human heart, it cries out for freedom. And you know those famous words from our forefather Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And the truth is, our only true freedom comes from Christ. Today, on day 2 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that we can be set free by allowing God and His grace to live through us. And with our feet firmly planted in the Word of God, we can enjoy our salvation. And by standing on His promises, we can run without hindrance. And now continuing his lesson called Give Me Liberty, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
What fetters you? What chains you down? What bars you from enjoying the fullness of God? Whatever it is, we need to stand over it in the liberty by which Christ has set us free. It means to be unfettered, to go in and out as one pleases. Don't you love that? It means to be a citizen of a liberated country. I love that meaning. Are you a citizen of a liberated country? And I'm not talking about America. Are you a citizen of the country that Abraham belonged to? Are you a citizen of a country whose maker, whose king is God? Then you're free. You see, life demands liberty, and we're strengthened by God's power in this area. Our Christian freedom can be measured often by our liberty. Are we free? Not liberty to sin, not liberty to act up, not liberty to be silly or weird or sinful, but liberty to advance the kingdom of God. Is that your heart's desire? Advancing the kingdom? True freedom is active. It's not a leisure thing. And then we see this in this verse, under still the first point, is that we're not going to go back. Christian, you're not going to go back. Now watch this. When I say go back, you're not going to go back to the old economy. Number one, listen, the Christian, the true born-again Christian, you may backslide. In fact, you have to be a believer to backslide. Non-believers do not backslide. You have to be a believer to backslide. That's important. If you're a real Christian, you may have trouble in this world. You may backslide away from God. You may walk out from time to time because of lack of faith, or you're fighting against God, or disobedience, whatever it is. But in the end, you can never go back to a godless life, to a life without God. You can't do it. The Holy Spirit has sealed you into the day of redemption. He has put His hand upon you. You can go anywhere you want in the world like Jonah to try to hide from God. And guess what? He's there. The psalmist wrote, I believe it's the 139th Psalm. The psalmist wrote, if I go to the outermost parts of the sea, you're there. To the distant places of the universe, thou art there. He says, even if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. The life of the believer. Please don't raise your hand with this next question, but are you living in sin right now? Have you backslidden away from God? Did somebody drag you in here today? Are you listening right now? Are you not walking with God? Have you noticed how miserable you are? You were much more happy in the world when you were doing the world's things, remember? Yeah, pass another beer. Whoo! In fact, pass them all around to everybody. Yahoo! You didn't have a conscience. You didn't care. Now you're a Christian. And you go back to that bar and grill or whatever it is and try to act up like the old days. Yeah, pass it. Give me another beer. And as soon as you say, the Lord goes, oh, are we having beer now? Yeah, beer all around. Oh, the Lord says, Holy Spirit will say, so we're getting beer for everybody now. And he just sits there. He just pulls up. He puts his elbow on the bar with you. So what are we drinking? And the Christian's miserable. There's no liberty in that. Don't judge me, Pastor. I'm a Christian, and I can do this and that and the other thing. You're not free. You know you're not free. Eric Hoffa said the best test of freedom is not in what a man is free to do, but what a man is free not to do. Remember those days when you and I lived in the world, we had no freedom and liberty at all? We had to do what the world told us to do. Remember? It put a hook on us and it pulled us around. We were like, as it says in Proverbs, an ox being led to the slaughter.
What are we doing now?
But when we get liberated in Christ, we're set free. And the things that come across our table or our area or our computer or whatever it is, we can say, I don't need that. I've got power over that in Jesus Christ. And you get up, and part of standing firm is getting up and walking away, as Joseph taught us in Genesis. Liberty. Joseph had the freedom to run. A person of the world has no freedom, but we're not going back. The Holy Spirit tells us in Jude chapter 1, verse 24, it's the only chapter in the whole book of Jude. Chapter 1, verse 24, says that he is able to keep us from falling and to present us before his presence with joy, with singing. Now look, when it says here in this verse that we are not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, the word entangled means to have an argument. Listen to what the literal Greek meaning of the word means. It means to be cut off from someone, to break off or to cease an advancing relationship or conversation. It also means to break it off by keeping a grudge. Listen carefully. To break the communication by keeping a grudge, to have an ongoing quarrel against someone. Entangled. He says, don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Stop having an argument with the law, Paul is talking about. You're looking to the law to justify you, you can't do it. Stop having an argument with it. And then not only that, but if you go to seek the law for righteousness, guess who you have an argument with now? Jesus. You're arguing against the Lord. Your argument is with Christ if you're trying to be good enough to get into the kingdom of heaven. Don't be entangled again means to willfully go back, to flirt with the gates of a prison door that you were once set free from. Can you imagine somebody just wanting to go back to prison? I don't do well on the outside. I want to go back. What, are you crazy? And you know what? There's a lot of Christians like that. They're in churches where the pastor does all their thinking for them. The pastoral staff does all their thinking for them. I refuse to be part of a church like that. The board decides everything for the church. A person comes in, they need counseling there, whatever. Okay, let's bring the high council together and decide what's going to be. That Jesus says he hates that. It's the Nicolaitan leadership. The Lord's over the people. This is what you'll do. This is what you will not do. You will sell your home. You will not sell your home. You know, that's gone on before in the name of God. You will buy this car. You will marry that person. It's called shepherding. It's evil. You know why? It causes people to be dependent upon who? Men. People. You need to be set free. Yeah, you know what? Listen. Honestly, silly me, I believe that if you know the Lord, he's going to talk to you. Imagine that. You'll come and say, Pastor, what should I do about this? I'm not sure. I'll tell you what the Bible says. But what do you think? I'm going to ask you, what do you think? What's God telling you? They want me to tell them what to do. I'm not going to do it. I'll say, go, pray, come back and meet with me, and tell me what God says to you. Really? I can do that? If you're going to survive in this evil world, you better hear his voice. My sheep know my voice, Jesus said, and they follow me. Do you know that? But some people, tragically, good people, have been brought up to almost want to go back to prison, as it were, or to stay in prison. They're going to heaven, they're Christians, but their life is quenched. Because you know what? They do better if somebody just gives them a list of do's and don'ts. There's people. In fact, one of the things, you know, when you're in business and stuff and you have a staff or you have an employee-based group of people beneath you, you want to look at them and you want to read them and find out who they are. There are people who love to be told exactly what to do. They color inside the lines, we put it. This person, they love to color inside the lines. That means they're a doer. They're not creative. They're a doer. You got to have them. Companies make money with doers. That's how it works. Things get done with doers. You got to have doers. And they operate within this certain box. And then there's people that kind of play on both sides. God's given them that talent on both sides. And then there's those, they're just visionaries. They're kind of scary to be around. Because they don't see the details of the picture, they just see the whole picture. And the whole visionary picture, or that corporate vision, is a great thing. You can't get any doers without it, but you can't get the vision done without the doers. Everything comes together as one body, so to speak. There's not 100 CEOs of a company. There's one, and there's a whole lot of doers. But there are some people who, as Christians, they don't want to think or go outside the box in the area of being led by God in their lives. And they want a religious system or perhaps a denomination or a ruling board of people to tell them what to do and what to say. This is not a good thing. We need to stand firm in the liberty and be free. In Leviticus chapter 26, verse 13... Leviticus 26, 13, the scripture says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should no longer be their slaves. I have broken the bands of your yoke, and I have made you walk with your heads held high. That's the will of God. When a man is set free from the things of the law by God, he's liberated. When he says a yoke of bondage here, this is a very powerful thing because, listen, in the times of Jesus, they used yoke. You know what a yoke is, right? It's where you string up your ox. And some of them, there was a yoke of one, there's a yoke of two, or multiple yokes up to, I think, four across, where you would yoke up, you would link up four oxen. Well, listen to this. If somebody wanted to make a quick buck fraudulently, we'd call it a scam today. If somebody during the times of Jesus wanted to make a quick buck, they would get a yoke that was either broken or ill-prepared, discarded, whatever. They would get it, they would doctor it up. They would go buy a couple of oxen. They would put the yoke on the oxen and then go plow a field, get some water out there, make a quick harvest and get out of town. And you know what? You say, well, what's wrong with that? Here's what's wrong with that. Now, this may not be important to you, but it's important to God. You destroy the oxen doing that. You make a quick buck and you're out of town in a hurry. But you know what? You destroy the oxen. Why? Are you ready for this? You could not. You were not supposed to take up a yoke of oxen without that particular ox having a custom yoke. The yoke was made for the ox. And you want to know what would happen if the yoke was made for the ox correctly? The oxen was not only comfortable at doing the work, but because of the comfortableness, farmers, plowers, they've determined over the millennia that an ox is actually encouraged to continue working. In other words, you get a lot more mileage out of an ox that's happy and well yoked comfortably than one that you would exploit. Paul is teaching us that legalism yokes up people to a firm, hardcore religious demand, and it exploits them and leaves them broken. Don't be hooked to the yoke of bondage any longer. But be, what did Jesus say? Matthew chapter 11, I believe it is. Matthew 11, verse 28. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are labor and heavy laden. That's the law, my friend. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you're a Christian this morning, you are to be advancing in the kingdom of God in liberty, no longer going back free, because you have been yoked to Jesus' demands, Jesus' law, Jesus' commands. Well, what are those? Believe on me. When you believe the Lord, when you believe on the Lord, you're set free. Well, so Jack, I believe in the Lord, but I don't feel that I'm free. I don't experience that freedom of my immediate forgiveness of sins when I repent. When just walking with God every day, I believe his word. That's the true liberty. Believing his word. He's so faithful. He's so gentle. He's so lowly of heart that's the kind of farmer you want to be having your neck yoked to. A farmer, listen class, who knows something about yokes because he was a carpenter. In those days, you sent your ox and he had an interview with the carpenter. Did you know that? You took the ox to town. And when you would take the ox to town, the carpenter would measure up the ox and he would make a custom yoke. Jesus knows exactly what your life can handle and all that associated with it, he knows. You and I may feel we're pulling this, it's unbearable. Some of that, maybe most of it, is self-imposed, not from the Lord. That which is easy to pull, light, that's of the Lord. Have you ever come through a trial, Christian, and said, I don't know how I made it? Wow, that's amazing. I didn't panic. Everybody panicked for me. I didn't freak. Everybody was freaking for me. How does that happen? Jesus being in control. It's a wonderful thing. Being yoked to Jesus is a joy. But is there a yoke on you that's just tearing you up? Are you just burdened with your walk with God? It's just, this is not a walk. This is a drudgery. Jack, I'm not experiencing that light easiness. I'm thrashed. Christian, please hear this. Jesus Christ came into your life to set you free. He wasn't lying. It's not a joke. He's not playing games. And I want to ask you a few questions. This is very important. Just follow these through in your head. What are you yoked to? Let me help you. If you were to see a picture of it, it would be around your neck. It governs your life. It robs you from the promises of God. It's constantly on your mind. It wears you thin. What is it? Tell Jesus right now where you're at in the solitude of your heart and mind. Tell him what it is. Jesus, this is my yoke. It's that stinking job. Or it's that person. Yeah, that's where the search begins, is out there. But as you sit still with God, please, Christian, as you sit still with God, the circle gets tighter. Lord, I think the yoke is that I don't know you enough. I think the yoke is I got you made out to be this certain kind of a God. You demand perfection from me. If I step out of line, you're really displeased with me. I see you hard. I see you looking at me from heaven with a really sad look on your face. Christian, that's not the God of the Bible who looks toward you this morning. How dare you think that God our Father would look to you and I as a little child walking in this world learning how to walk? And you fall down or you think the wrong thought or you're panicked about this and you wake up to the realization, I'm not trusting you, God. And you tilt your neck back and your eyes toward heaven and you see through a cloud this angry God. Oh yeah, God's angry with wickedness every day. And I'm not talking about wickedness. How dare I make an earthly father more compassionate, more loving, more gentle than the God of heaven? When your own child might fall down or break that window or whatever, and you say, it's okay, it was an accident. When you cry out to him and say, God, I didn't want to do what I just did. God, I don't want to do that. I don't want to live like this, Lord, help me. He says, all right, yes, great. Lord, what do I do? Jack, stand firm, steadfast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free, and no longer be entangled anymore in the bondage, the yoke of bondage. Here's my next thing to God. Well, God, how do I do that? For those of you who are into application, this is how you do it. God, how do I do that? How do I do what is being said right now this Sunday morning? How do I do that? You do that this way. Dear Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, please take the reality of Galatians 5, verse 1, and live that out in my life. God, please, I can't do it. In Jesus' name, God, will you live this power, this truth, this biblical reality out in my life? Will you do it, Lord? Because I can't do it. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Amen. Can you pray that prayer? Your assignment for this month is to pray that prayer. Apply it to the yokes of your life and watch what happens. I wish there was some value to the words I'm about to say. There are none, because I'm only a human. But I wish I could convince you that I promise you, if you do that, it will radically change your life. Because it's happening, it's happened, and it's happening in my life. Lord, I can't do it. But will you live your word through me? In Jesus' name. And all who agreed said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Give Me Liberty, Part 1. Thanks for listening, and our hope is that you have true liberty in Christ, and that you're standing firm on the promises of God's Word. Give Me Liberty, Part 1. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. It's a series that brings God's gospel of grace to light in a world that preaches a very different gospel. That being one of works and traditions of the past. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Today was day 2 of this lesson, and don't forget that you can pick up any of these days you might have missed at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Hey, by the way, if you've made a decision for Christ and you need some help or you just want to talk to someone about it, head on over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click the contact tab. We would love to get in touch with you. We'd like to have some contact with you, get somebody in touch that can help you in your walk with Christ. Again, if you've just made a decision for Christ, or maybe you need some hand-holding along the way, that's not a problem. Get a hold of us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Hey, here's an idea for Valentine's Day. We'd like to tell you about a resource that we think you're really going to like. It's the Real Marriage DVD set. It's a collection of discussion-based programs to help provide a solid foundation for a happy and God-honoring marriage. All led by our very own Pastor Jack and his wife, Lisa, Real Marriage brings you an honest, biblically-based conversation on the issues that married couples deal with on a daily basis. This DVD set is amazing for any married couple. So to celebrate Valentine's Day, we want to offer you the Real Marriage DVD set for your gift of any amount to this ministry. Just go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org and get your copy of the Real Marriage DVD set. Our phone number, if you should need it, is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Also, the address, P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.